Okay, so today we're diving into all the science-y stuff behind sea salt spray. You know, that product that like promises to give us beachy hair any day of the week, no matter where we are. And we've got this really cool article all about it. And I'm a little obsessed with this topic. I've tried so many different brands of sea salt spray. And some have been amazing, and then some, well, let's just say they were a little crunchy.
You're not alone. There's definitely like a learning curve with sea salt spray. It's kind of like this little bottle of ocean magic. But you gotta know how to use it the right way. And I think what's so fascinating about sea salt spray is it really does mimic what happens to your hair at the beach. The salt in the spray, just like the salt in the ocean, it clings to your hair strands. And that's what gives you that slightly gritty texture. And it gives you volume and that signature beachy look.
So it's like mini vacations for our hair. I love that. But hold on. This article mentions something about magnesium being in some sea salt sprays. Is that like a good thing? I know magnesium is good for your body, but like for your hair too.
That's a great question, and it's true. It's not just about styling.
Okay.
Some sea salt sprays actually have these like bonus ingredients in them that can actually be good for your scalp.
Wow.
Magnesium is one of them.
Okay.
Magnesium can be a total game changer if you have dandruff
Oh, really?
or a sensitive scalp.
Okay.
It can really help soothe any inflammation
Wow.
and reduce dryness too.
Okay, I'm already learning things. This is great.
It's awesome.
But doesn't all that salt dry out your hair?
That's a valid concern because I've had some bad experiences where my hair gets all like crunchy and straw-like. Not exactly the beach goddess vibe I was going for.
Not cute.
No, not at all.
So how does that work?
It all comes down to how the salt interacts with your hair. So basically, the salt draws out moisture from the hair shaft through a process called osmosis. And this actually causes the strands to swell a little bit, which gives you that appearance of like thicker, fuller hair.
So that's where the volume comes from.
Yeah, hence the volume boost.
Got it.
But you're right. Too much of that moisture zapping can lead to dryness and that dreaded crunch.
Osmosis, huh? See, this is why I love these deep dives. Science and beauty all rolled into one.
I love it.
So how do we avoid that? How do we avoid that crunch?
So,
The article mentioned something about using it on wet or dry hair.
yes,
Does that make a difference?
this is where it gets really interesting. You can use sea salt spray on both wet and dry hair. It's true. So if you apply it to wet hair, it gives you that natural tousled look as it dries. But if you use it on dry hair, it's perfect for refreshing your style, or if you want to just like add a touch of texture when you're on the go.
Wait, so you can use it on dry hair too? That
Yes.
changes everything.
I know,
I always
right?
thought it was like just a wet hair product. So it's like two styling products in one.
And that gives you so much control over the final look. So you can really experiment, see what works best for your hair type and the style you're going for.
Okay, I'm definitely trying that dry hair
Do
trick.
it.
But what about all the different types of sea salt spray out there? The article mentions that there are like variations.
Yeah, you bet. It's not a one-size-fits-all product. There are lighter sprays for fine hair, heavier sprays for thicker hair. Some have like extra moisturizing ingredients. Some have UV protection. And then there are even some that are designed to enhance color-treated hair.
It's like a whole world of sea salt spray options out there.
It really is. So it's about finding the right formula for your specific hair needs. This is reminding me of that time I tried.
It really is. And the cool thing is you don't have to be like a hair expert to figure it out. The article actually even mentioned some popular brands and what makes them unique. So like there's one that's infused with kelp extract for extra shine. And then there's another one that uses pink Himalayan salt.
Pink Himalayan salt. That one I have to try. That sounds so luxurious.
I know.
But before I go down like a sea salt spray shopping spree, let's talk application.
Okay, let's do it.
I'm ready for those pro tips the article was talking about.
So one of the things that really stood out to me was the emphasis on scrunching. So after you spritz the spray, especially on damp hair, scrunching your hair with your fingers can really help define that texture.
and encourage those beachy waves to form.
Oh, scrunching.
Yeah.
I do that all the time, but I never really thought about why it works.
Yeah, I think it's because you're like mimicking the way the waves naturally tousle your hair at the beach.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and remember, you can always adjust the amount of product you use
mm-hmm.
based on your hair's thickness.
Right.
And like the level of texture you're going for.
Okay.
So start small.
Okay.
And build up as needed.
Less is more.
Exactly.
I've definitely learned that the hard way.
Oh, yeah, me too.
The article also mentioned using a diffuser.
Yes.
I've always been a little intimidated by those, to be honest.
Yeah, they can be kind of scary looking,
yeah,
but they can be a total game changer.
Okay.
Especially if you want extra volume.
Okay.
So they help to distribute the heat from your hairdryer more evenly
mm-hmm.
and enhance that natural wave pattern that mm-hmm. the sea salt spray creates.
So it's like a double whammy of volume.
Exactly.
Sea salt spray plus diffuser equals big beachy hair.
Yes.
Okay, I might have to conquer my diffuser fear after this.
It's worth a shot.
Yeah.
You might be surprised how much volume and definition you can get.
Okay, cool.
But remember,
yeah,
the article did caution against using sea salt spray every day.
Right.
Even if you find that perfect formula.
Yeah.
It's good to give your hair a break from the salt.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So maybe like a few times a week
mm-hmm.
and then alternate with other styling products.
Yeah.
Or just let my hair air dry naturally.
Exactly.
Balance is key.
Balance is key.
Right.
Yes. And that brings us to a really interesting point the article made.
Okay.
Sea salt spray isn't just for women.
Oh, it's true.
It's a fantastic styling product for men, too.
I've never really thought about it that way.
Yeah.
But it makes perfect sense.
It does.
It's all about, like, texture and volume,
mm-hmm.
which are good qualities for any hair type.
Exactly.
Regardless of gender.
Absolutely. And the article also points out that sea salt spray can be particularly helpful for individuals who are experiencing thinning hair.
Oh, wow.
Because the volume and texture it creates can really help to create the illusion of fullness.
Oh, that's a good point.
Which can be a real confidence booster.
Yeah, especially as people get older.
Right.
That's great.
Yeah.
So this might be a stretch.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering if sea salt spray could be beneficial for people with scalp conditions.
Oh, interesting.
Like I've heard that salt water can be soothing for things like dandruff or psoriasis?
That's an insightful question.
Yeah.
So while the article doesn't specifically address scalp conditions,
okay,
it is possible that the minerals in sea salt spray could have a positive effect.
Okay.
But it's always best to consult with a dermatologist or trichologist if you have concerns.
Right, of course.
Because what works for one person might not work for another.
Right.
And it's important to listen to your body.
That's a great reminder. Okay, so we've covered like the different types of sea salt sprays,
mm-hmm.
application techniques,
yep.
who it's good for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else we should know before we wrap up this deep dive?
Well, the article ended with a really thought-provoking question.
Okay.
What other everyday products hold hidden depths and untapped potential just waiting to be explored?
Ooh, I like that.
Right.
Yeah, it's like a challenge to look at the things we use all the time.
Yeah.
With fresh eyes and see if we can discover new and innovative ways to use them.
Exactly. It's about embracing that sense of curiosity and experimentation.
Right.
And who knows, maybe we'll discover the next big thing in hair care right here in our own bathrooms.
Speaking of discoveries.
Yeah.
This deep dive has felt like a major breakthrough for me.
That's awesome.
I'm walking away with so much new knowledge about sea salt spray.
Good.
And a renewed sense of excitement about my hair routine.
I love that. Me too. It's amazing how much we can learn from just one well-researched article. And I hope you, the listener, are feeling just as inspired to dive deeper into the world around you
yeah.
and uncover those hidden gems of knowledge.
And don't forget,
yeah.
sometimes the most fascinating discoveries are right under our noses.
So true.
Or maybe in our shower caddies.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so we've established that sea salt spray can be like
mm-hmm.
a total game changer for our hair routines.
Yes.
But I'm curious.
Yeah.
Is there anything else out there
mm-hmm.
that can give us that like effortless...
Right.
Just stepped out of the salon look.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Yeah.
It really speaks to our desire for easy
right.
and effective styling solutions.
Yeah.
But I think what's important to remember is that achieving that like salon worthy look
mm-hmm.
often involves multiple steps and techniques.
Okay.
Not just one magic product.
Right. So it's about understanding the fundamentals.
Exactly.
Proper haircutting, drying.
Yep.
And styling techniques.
Yeah.
Rather than just relying solely on products.
Okay. Products can enhance those techniques
right.
and help maintain the look. But they're not a substitute for a solid foundation.
Right.
Think of it like prepping a canvas before painting.
Oh, okay.
You need a smooth, primed surface to get the best results.
So sea salt spray is like the paint itself.
Exactly.
It adds the color and the vibrancy. But it needs that well-prepped canvas to really shine.
Exactly. And that brings us back to the importance of knowing your hair type.
Yeah.
And understanding its specific needs. Because what works for one person might not work for another.
Right.
And that's where experimentation and a little bit of trial and error come in.
Right. So even though we've learned a ton about sea salt spray in this deep dive, the real magic happens when we take that knowledge and apply it to our own unique hair journeys.
Absolutely. This deep dive has equipped you with the knowledge to make informed decisions about whether sea salt spray is right for you. And if so, how to use it effectively.
Right.
But the true discovery comes from applying that knowledge and observing how your hair responds.
It's like we've been given a masterclass in sea salt spray.
I love that.
We've got the theory down. Now it's time to put it into practice.
Yes.
And see what kind of beachy masterpieces we can create.
I love that analogy.
Yeah.
And as you embark on your styling adventures, remember to have fun with it. Experiment. Play around with different techniques.
Okay.
And don't be afraid to break the rules a little.
And who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll even stumble upon the next big hair care innovation.
Ooh.
Perhaps a product inspired by the crisp air of a mountaintop.
Ooh, I like that.
Or the silky feel of fresh water.
Nice.
Just like we were brainstorming earlier.
I know, right?
Yeah.
That would be a revolutionary discovery.
It would.
But until then, let's enjoy the wonders of sea salt spray and all the effortless beachy vibes it brings to our lives.
To all our listeners out there,
yes.
Keep that sense of curiosity alive.
Mm-hmm.
Never stop experimenting.
Yes.
And always remember that the most important ingredient in any hair routine is confidence.
Well said.
Oh.
And on that note,
we'll
leave you to explore the endless possibilities of styling.
Yeah.
Happy experimenting, everyone.